This is The Food Fix, a podcast where we talk to policymakers and food experts on how to better feed the world. My name is Gloria Nzeka, and I'm your host. Today on The Food Fix, Michigan State senior Quinn Zimmerman talks with Brooke Wilkie and Howard Straub, who are farm and dairy managers of the Kellogg Biological Station Pasture Dairy Center. In this two-part series, they discuss sustainability in the Michigan dairy industry.
In part one of this two-part series on dairy, specifically the pasture dairy farm at Michigan State's Kellogg Biological Station, farm managers Brooke Wilkie and Edward Straub discuss some of the struggles of the dairy industry across different scales. They also offer some insights as to how consumers can better connect with their local food system.
I'm Brooke Wilkie. I'm the farm manager at the Kellogg Biological Station.
I'm Howard Straub. I'm the manager of the Pasture Dairy Center here at KBS.
The Kellogg Biological Station Pasture Dairy Center is an agricultural research center operated through Michigan State University since 1928. Located in southwest Michigan, the 1,400-acre farm focuses on sustainable practices, agricultural research, and extension programs. Brooke explains some of the current economic challenges that dairy farmers in Michigan face.
The dairy market is the biggest struggle right now, I think, for probably maybe the top struggle for Michigan farming in general in terms of economics, because the prices have been low for quite some time, and crop prices, as I mentioned, haven't been real low, so the cost ratio of feed to milk is quite bad. So it's a really big strain on dairy producers right now to continue to make a profit, and we're seeing dairy farms go out of business constantly, right? It's a real struggle.
Do you see that as it hits all producers, dairy producers, big and small, or does it hit one scale harder than another?
Really, the size of a dairy farm that's having probably the most struggles right now would be one that's, say, between 200 and 800 cows.
According to the United Dairy Industry of Michigan, the average dairy herd in Michigan has 300 cows. A small dairy would be considered in the range of 30 to 200 cows, where a large dairy is in the thousands.
They're not large enough to take advantage of a lot of the economies of scale that the large dairies get from being that big, and they're not small enough to be able to rely solely on family labor or maybe a model of production that improves their profit,
yeah.
i.e. grazing. You get to like an 800 cow size and you have to have a pretty unique set of circumstances to make a really good grazing operation work, which would in the end help your bottom line. So the struggling units are generally the ones that are between that 200 and 800 size dairy.
In addition to the economic challenges of operating dairies in Michigan at this time, Brooke and Howard touch on the unique challenges of dairy farmers to market and sell their products, even compared to other markets like direct selling beef.
Dairy is different, right? Dairy has to, by law, if you don't own those cows, dairy has to be processed in a particular facility, has to go through particular steps, you know, has to be pasteurized to a certain degree, and then has to be properly labeled, properly handled and stored. And so that whole line of things you need to do really makes it a little more difficult for, say, a farmer like myself to take just maybe even 10 cows worth of milk, make some cheese and sell it at the farmer's market. Right? Certainly possible, and people do it, but there's a lot of hoops to jump through. And that's why when you go to a farmer's market and you understand the work and the effort that is into that cheese that somebody's selling, and they're asking for $10 a pound, it's worth every bit of that and more.
Definitely.
Right? Every bit of that and more.
The logistical challenges and extra difficulty of selling dairy directly make supporting local dairy farmers that much more important. Lastly, Brooke and Howard talk about ways to bridge the growing knowledge gap between consumers and the food system.
Consumers can drive things in agriculture very easily, mm-hmm. right? And we just need to be careful about, as consumers, we're all consumers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Figuring out what we want to push for, because we want to make sure it's for the general broader good, right?
Yeah.
So. I think it's important for people to try to understand as much as they can about what's really going on in farming, because 99% or more of farmers are out there, you know, managing different systems, and they catch a lot of flack for doing this or for doing that, right? And a lot of that is unjustified and is based on, you know, unfactual information, and it makes it more difficult for farmers. So consumers that are out there advocating for certain things in the marketplace should make sure and do their due diligence in figuring out what that means, you know.
Yeah.
If you're asking for a certain thing, go talk to farmers.
Yeah.
Ask them about it, right? Because mm-hmm. I think most of the time the farmers that are getting a bad rap for doing something are actually doing really great jobs.
Yeah.
This bad rap can sometimes be the result of stereotyping conventional dairies versus pasteurized farms.
As far as like animal welfare and health, we have some of the, I mean, just within like 20 miles of here, we have some of the best cared for cows, you know, in the country. And on confinement dairies, right? They do great work. And so you just got to know the people that are producing your product and how they treat their animals. And,
yeah.
You know, I mean, just because somebody's a grazer doesn't make them the world's best animal
right.
caretaker. And just because somebody's a confinement dairy farmer doesn't make them a terrible animal caretaker. It really depends on the facility and the management of those animals. And I just wanted to point out that, I mean, we have some spectacular people in Michigan agriculture,
yeah.
Regardless of the situation at which they're in, really caring for their animals. So.
What do you think is the best way to help bridge the gap between consumers and producers? Like,
wow.
CSAs or co-ops,
all of that,
yeah.
Right?
Farmers markets.
I would put a plug in just getting people out to farms.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
The Breakfast on the Farm program that MSU has is just great, right? Because people can go out and see what happens on a real farm, and people don't have that opportunity. It just having those opportunities, I think, is really critical.
Breakfast on the Farm is a Michigan State University program that gives consumers a first-hand look at modern farms and the hardworking families who run them. Since 2009, over 85,000 children and adults have participated in these annual events.
And as there becomes fewer and fewer farms, right, people need to take that opportunity when it becomes available. And even if it's just visiting, you know, MSU has a lot of facilities around the state, and just taking the opportunity to even visit one of those from our crop and fruit research facilities, you know, Clarksville, you know, to the UP, where you can go see some great barley research. All of that is relevant to what you're eating and what's on your plate every day.
Thank you to Brooke Wilkie and Howard Schraub. For more information on how you can visit a farm near you, you can visit the MSU Extension website.
If you have comments or questions on how to improve the Michigan dairy industry, send us an email at foodfixpodcast@gmail.com. The Food Fix is a production of the Knight Center for Environmental Journalism at Michigan State University. My name is Gloria Zeka. Thank you for listening.